This is Dimension, and this is Mike Wallace with today's personal close-up. It's difficult to believe that Henry Fonda is 60 years old. His demeanor, his figure, and his view of life would suggest a man at least 10 years younger. And his almost boyish enthusiasm for the theater after 35 years as an actor is remarkable to contemplate. He recalled for me not so long ago what he remembers of his first exposure to life backstage.
I sort of remember the smell of makeup, which was a new smell. The sort of the whole thing of backstage where grid lines went up and the switchboard and the switches. This was all new. And I remember being backstage and thinking how different it was. The way it felt when there was a curtain that was down and suddenly the curtain went up and you felt the presence of people out there in front. These are the memories I have. I don't have a memory of playing the part.
This Nebraska boy almost wound up in his father's printing business, but he decided he wanted to write, spent 2 years at the University of Minnesota, forgot about writing, and went home to Omaha.
I got pushed into this little theater in Omaha when I was just out of college, and no idea of theater, of course, or being an actor in my mind, no background to prepare me for it, but Mrs. Marlon Brando, the mother of Marlon, who wasn't born yet, and was the one that pushed me, she, it turns out, was very active on the board of directors of this little theater. Anyway, after a couple, 3 years there of being very active in this little theater, and this is how naive I was, I began to realize that you got paid for it in New York. Well, so I was going to go to New York. Now, my friends used to say, you know, what guts. It wasn't guts. It wasn't courage. It was foolhardy. It was naive. I didn't know what I was getting into. I had less than $100 in my pocket.
And was he perfectly happy now that he had decided on the theater?
Oh, sure. God, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Imagine what might have happened to me if she hadn't pushed me, if Do Brando hadn't pushed me. I might have been the branch manager of the retail credit company.
During World War II, Fonda served as a naval combat intelligence officer in the Pacific, and when he came back to Broadway, he created the role of Mr. Roberts in the play about life aboard a Navy ship. He had another Broadway hit in the Kane Mutiny Court-Martial, and his latest effort has military overtones, too. He is currently before the cameras in the recreation of the Battle of the Bulge. The parts he plays are sober ones, mostly, and the image he portrays in person is that of a quiet, reserved, lone, even a sad human being. I asked him about that.
I am reserved. I sometimes worry myself because I can become manic. I'm not a manic depressive, but if I go to a party, I'm not antisocial, but I had such a bad time with people, bad time meaning I'm not good company, that I try to overcome it, I guess, and get much too high. And not on liquor. I can go to a party without having a drink, and people will think I'm drunk because I'm so high.
The past few years, Henry Fonda's two grown children, Jane and Peter, have had some disparaging things to say about life with father. The youngsters have had a tendency to work out some of their personal problems in public, and frequently their father got the blame. I asked him if he didn't find that upsetting.
It can be, and Jane's the first one to admit that she's said some things that maybe she shouldn't have said. Even if she felt them, she shouldn't have said them, I don't think, because when Jane says them, they become international news. I've taken her to task for a lot of it, because it is upsetting.
Henry Fonda talks about marriage in a moment.
That sound will take you out of the old-fashioned washer age of ringers and automatics and into the new jet-action washer age. It's the world's first jet-action washer by Frigidaire. That sound means a new way of washing from Frigidaire's new deep-action agitator. That sound means new washer dependability from Frigidaire's jet-simple mechanism with no gears, no pulleys, no belts. See the world's first jet-action washer at your Frigidaire dealer now.
Henry Fonda has been married and divorced 4 times, and he doesn't think he'll do it again.
I guess I'm not a good husband. I have to face it. I'm sorry, because I think it's the only way to live is to be married. But I won't try it again, because I think 4 times is too many. I would be embarrassed to have my family and relatives, somebody read that I'd done it again. But it's sad. I'm sad about it.
This has been Dimension on the CBS Radio Network, and this is Mike Wallace. On Monday, Billy Daniels, A Personal Close-Up.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer. Camel's real taste.
Charlie Boone here in the afternoon from WCCO Radio, your good neighbor. It's 24 minutes before 4 o'clock. It's 74 degrees in our Twin Cities. And repeating again, condition which is existing now in northwestern Wisconsin, severe thunderstorms with hail occurring in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon. All counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, lie in the area of thunderstorms, and all localities should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail. For the Twin Cities and for most of Minnesota, we have no severe forecast, although we expect thunderstorms, and we'll keep you in touch with those developments as they occur. We'll let you know what's happening, but there's no danger, even though it looks kind of tough out there. We're all kind of on edge after what happened last night, and this morning we see a black sky, and of course there's reason to be worried. But you stay with us, and we'll let you know. Of course, to recap some of the activities that have been going on all day, bands of severe thunderstorms roving Wisconsin today spawned at least two tornadoes, one of them tearing most of the roof off the Shell Lake Elementary School, where about 300 children escaped injury. Another twister was sighted at Patch Grove, southeast of Prairie du Chien. "I was praying and reading at the same time," said Mrs. Naomi Birdsley, first grade teacher at Shell Lake, who took her 37 children into a cloakroom during the storm. She said, "I thought the whole school was going to go. The harder the wind blew, the louder I read. The children took it real well." Editor John Shulo of the Washburn County Review said it scared the pants off some of the teachers. He said the children had to stay in the school for about 45 minutes after the storm passed because power lines were down all around outside. The wrecked roof of the Shell Lake School accounted for heavy damage inside the school where rain seeped in. Flying debris smashed windows in the one-story building. A severe thunderstorm with hail reported near Hudson about mid-afternoon was increasing in intensity as it moved northeastward at about 35 miles an hour. St. Croix, Barron, Dunn, and Chippewa counties in Wisconsin are on a severe thunderstorm alert for at least the next 2 hours. A severe weather cell was sighted on radar by the Minneapolis Weather Bureau a short time ago, reported embedded in a line of severe thunderstorms extending northeastward to Amory. Pierce and St. Croix counties are on a tornado alert for the next for another hour at least. An area of Wisconsin south of a line from La Crosse, Stevens Point, Wappen, and Milwaukee under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado alert until 7 o'clock tonight, Central Daylight Time. That would be 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's an area of Wisconsin south of a line from La Crosse, Stevens Point, Wappen, and Milwaukee under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado alert until 6 Central Standard Time. Early in the afternoon, the Milwaukee Weather Bureau lifted a severe thunderstorms forecast for northern Wisconsin, which had been in effect since morning. But a short time later, the Chicago Weather Bureau reported locally severe thunderstorms again developed in northwestern Wisconsin and also headed for upper Michigan. Damaging winds and hail struck at midday near Wausau. In the northwest, a tornado dipped into the town of Shell Lake I just told you about, uproofing the elementary school, destroying a two-car garage, and causing slight damage to two homes. All the children were safe. No reports of injuries. In the Cumberland area of Barron County, which had been racked by high winds before midnight, a fresh band of thunderstorms spread further damage today. At La Crosse, meantime, county officials estimated that tornado damage caused by a Wednesday night twister amounted to $200,000. The tornado left a 15-mile row of destruction, including about $100,000 damage to Outers Laboratories there. And a number of cottages on Kidney Lake in the Cumberland area were damaged. So that's a recap of the story from WCCO Radio News. And I might repeat this again. All counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, lie in the area of thunderstorms, and of course all localities should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail. We've had some heavy rain and winds in our immediate Twin City area also. This again, by orders of the Adjutant General, all members of the Headquarters Battery, 47th Division Artillery in Anoka, report to their armory immediately. All members of Headquarters Battery, 47th Division Artillery in Anoka, report to the armory immediately. Might remind you, too, sightseers are going to be turned back in the areas where there has been devastation. They're now becoming a nuisance. In some instances, sightseers will be arrested. So there's no sightseeing to do. Remember that. 50,000 watts of clear channel WCCO radio serving Milbank, South Dakota, where your zip code is 57252. 57252. Ball game on tonight, of course, And our twins playing Chicago, the first of a series this weekend. And that'll be tonight, 7:40. Everything starts with Fan in the Stands on CCO. Here's an emergency report from Century Insurance. And then we'll check in with our mobile unit. This is Century Insurance, the Hardware Mutuals organization. If you are insured with Century Insurance, pay attention to this. Century's Emergency Claims Action Program is now operating around the clock in this area. If you have damage that may be covered under Century or Hardware Mutual's insurance policies, call this special telephone number immediately, Federal 2-8231. I repeat, if you have suffered any property damage covered under Century insurance policies, call this number, Federal 2-8231, Federal 2-8231. Let's check in now with Bob West with our WCCO Radio Mobile Unit. Bob?
Yes, Charlie. We've just come through Spring Lake Park area. The high school out there and elementary school have been completely de-roofed. All the glass is out of all the windows. And the shopping center there in Spring Lake Park is also completely destroyed. A tip we ought to give out, aside from people not going to see all this and staying off the road, they couldn't even get into Fridley. No one's allowed in Fridley unless they are given a tag that says they are allowed to go to their homes, or if they are helpers who are trying to help clear up the wreckage. No one else is even allowed in Fridley or Fridley Terrace, where the mobile homes were destroyed there. So everyone is asked, again, to stay away from the area. Right now, we're in Mounds View. This is the hardest-hit area. We're just passing the Salvation Army canteen that's out here. I suppose this is the way that most of the people in the area are getting something to eat. This is complete devastation here. There's nothing standing at all. As a matter of fact, they are still looking through the remains of the buildings and through the basements for further casualties in case anyone has been trapped or has been killed in the basements. It's absolutely level. The trees are all down. Cars have been rolled up into balls. The houses are blown apart as if by an explosion. Occasionally, you will see the shell of a house standing with no glass, of course, left in it, all the shingles off the roof, usually just the rafters showing. The entire place is one of complete devastation. Driving through here, you see such peculiar things, for example, as a dead blackbird hanging in a tree. You also see a woman's kimono and a man's bathrobe. Things, personal belongings, you'll pass by, there's a cup that seems that's caught on a twig. And, of course, then everything is so mixed up, it looks as if it had been put into a giant blender. And the houses themselves had been completely scrambled with cars and clothing. Fortunately, not human beings. There seem to be very few casualties in the area, although, as I say, they are still looking through the rubble for any unknown casualties that may have occurred. One thing that's surprising to me is the complete ruin of the cars. An automobile you think of as being relatively strong structurally, and yet they're just punched to bits. Some of them don't have any wheels left on them. Most of the tires have been stripped off. Here's a car up here that apparently caught fire after it had been rolled up into a ball. There are some cars sitting on top of the remains of houses, on top of the roof. There's a Singer sewing machine, what's left of it, sitting beside the road. Here's another car that is completely demolished. It's an area of just utter devastation, and it's hard to believe. No one's allowed in this area now. We're driving through the entire, it's a circle. And now on this side, we finally come to a place where there are some houses standing, and again, they're putting this polyethylene over the roofs to patch it against the expected rain that seems to be coming up from the east. And that's about all I have for right now, Charlie. Thanks a lot.
Very good. Bob West reporting from our WCCO Radio Mobile Unit in Mounds View. It's 4:15 right now, 15 minutes before the hour of 4 Central Standard Time, 74 degrees. Winds are southwest at 6. Light rain has been falling over the Twin City area in varying amounts. Sometimes, some places it's hard and some places it's light. But most of the severe weather activity is taking place in Wisconsin, east of our Twin City area. And I'll mention again, all counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, lie in the area of these severe storms, and all localities should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail. Going to hear from Patty Page, who went through our Twin Cities today, and we didn't pick the best kind of weather for Patty Page, but she's a real pretty gal and sings real nice, and we'll hear Patty in just a minute.
Yardley perfumed soap takes you out of the everyday. Every day you use it.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Take your mother out of the everyday with Yardley's Crushed Carnation Soap, the classic fragrance for young mothers of all ages. Yardley Soap, perfumed with the delicate, lasting scent of fresh carnations. In gift boxes of three for $1.75. Other Yardley gifts from $1.25 to $15 or more.
Here's Patty Page. This is Patty's latest.
Hush, sweet Charlotte.
That's Patty Page. Patty's latest, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. That's a motion picture, isn't it? That's one thing I got to do one of these days, see a movie. I haven't seen a movie in years. I understand they're better than ever. It's 11 minutes before 4 o'clock, 74 degrees in our Twin Cities, still severe weather in that area of northwestern Wisconsin we're keeping an eye out for, and, of course, around the Twin City area, rain, and in parts of our CCO land, hail, and as far as weather in the next few hours is concerned, we have no severe weather forecast for Minnesota, but we'll have a change in forecast within the next 50 to 20 minutes, and, of course, you'll hear about it first here on CCO. How many times have you said to yourself, gee, I wish I could afford this or that, but my budget just won't let me buy right now? Have you said that? I bet you have. Well, you can change all that fast by shopping with the merchants that give gift house stamps. Yes, you can receive wonderful premiums of your own choosing by saving the stamps you'll get as a bonus from gift house merchants. And you know the wonderful thing about gift house? They choose only the cream of the crop merchandise. And that's why we know you'll be pleased with your selection. Class merchandise. It's a fact. And you know it's surprising how fast those stamps mount up when you do all your shopping at merchants displaying the gift house sign? Soon you'll be off to the gift house redemption center to pick up that gift your budget couldn't previously afford. And there's no charge. Gift house stamps are a bonus at merchants displaying the gift house sign. All members of the headquarters battery, 47th Division Artillery in Anoka, report to your armory immediately. All members of the headquarters battery, 47th Division Artillery, report to your armory immediately. That's by order of the Adjutant General. Here at our WCCO Radio Tornado Service Center, we've been in contact with one of the Northwestern Bell Emergency Telephone Mobile Units, with Vern Haugland talking to us on the two-way radio telephone from Fridley. And here's the situation. Most families displaced after their homes disappeared in last night's terrible tornadoes in Fridley. Vern has on his hands one family who could use temporary housing. The family is the Chester May family, Mr. and Mrs. and three children. Mr. May works at Northern Pump. Kids go to school in Fridley. Temporary housing is needed for this five-member Chester May family in Fridley tonight and for time. We don't know how long. If you live in the Fridley area and if you can temporarily house the May family, call these numbers. The special emergency phone number is YR62339. That's YR62339, and ask for Vern Haugland. YR62339.
Alan Gray with Cones from the Northland Pine Tree. Rummage sales in England are very successful. Ask Mrs. Proctor, who organized one. She took off her tweed jacket briefly to cool herself, and somebody sold the jacket. You know, I'm a pretty good shopper, too. I ought to be, because I've been selling two and four Twin City grocers for a whale of a long time. So FW, that is friend wife, had me at it again just yesterday, and she says to get a quart of Park Avenue coffee almond. So I get to the store and start looking, and what do you think? Northland Park Avenue ice cream has changed its carton. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. The new carton is real pretty, but I thank the Northland folks for not changing what's inside. It was before and still is the doggonest, most scrumptious ice cream I ever laid a spoon to. Now, when you're on calories, and aren't we all occasionally, you better pick up Northland's Cinderella ice milk. They make it so good you'd think it is ice cream. They just leave out some calories. Alan Gray for Northland.
Very good, Alan. We'll be listening for your coffee break in around 4:15 or so. You'll find Northland ice cream at Shopper's City stores. And in Richfield, you'll find it at Greeman Drug at 78th and Penn. And in Minneapolis at Tip Top Food Market at 26th and East Franklin, Northland. I want to repeat this number, the special number for temporary housing for the five-member Chester May family. If you can temporarily house this family, call these numbers, and you must ask for a mobile phone when you call the operator. You dial the operator, right? Call the operator, dial O, and then say, I want a mobile phone, YR62339, and then she'll get you the number. And ask for Vern Haugland. That's YR62339. Charlie Boone here in the afternoon, along with all of us here at WCCO, providing tornado service, information, and reports, and, of course, news about new storms. Nothing new in our Minnesota area or the Twin Cities. However, still alert out for those counties in northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander, in the area of thunderstorms, and, of course, you should be on the alert for damaging winds and hail in northwestern Wisconsin. News coming up in just 2 minutes. Here's Johnny Mann.
Softly, I will leave you softly.
Johnny Mann and the Singers, Softly As I Leave You. Nash's Coffee Time is 5 minutes before 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you tried new premium blend Nash's Coffee, now available at a new low price at Schulenburg Supermarkets in Wells, Minnesota. We've had so many calls through our switchboard on this window business, and we want to say this should clarify it, and it's on our tornado card. If you must remain above ground in a building when a severe tornado is happening or a tornado alert is on, stay away from windows, of course. That's where a lot of injuries happen. But open the windows about an inch on the side of the building away from the approaching storm. This is to equalize the pressure because there's tremendous pressure that builds up and a building explodes when these storms come along. So about an inch, open the windows. Take shelter on a heavy table or the southwest corner of your basement. Let's get the news now from WCCO Radio.
WCCO Radio News. Storm damage estimated at $10 million. This is Dick Anroth reporting, brought to you by Delicious Fritos, Corn Chips, and by Blue Raindrops. The death toll from last night's tornadoes in Minneapolis stands at 13 today. Workers are continuing to dig throughout the wreckage of hundreds of homes which were scattered and shattered by tornadoes. Governor Rovog says that authorities were unable to account for 19 persons about whom relatives and friends have inquired. The Red Cross estimates that some 4,000 persons have been made homeless by the storm. At least 350 persons were injured. Governor Rovog has asked President Johnson to declare the Minneapolis suburbs, which were hit by twisters, disaster areas. Preliminary estimate of damage was set at $10 million. What are you going to serve those hungry guys and gals when they come home for an after-practice party? Well, how about a bowl of Fritos, F-R-I-T-O-S? It's just the right kind of snack to take the edge off of an appetite. Fritos corn chips with a golden roasted ground corn flavor that's Fritos' own alone. Have Fritos on hand tonight when those kids come home. You'll see, they'll love to munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Another flavor favorite from Frito-Lay. Better get some today. Be sure they're on your weekend shopping list. Representatives from the Minnesota State Insurance Division today set up an information office at Spring Lake Park to aid tornado victims. Insurance Commissioner Cyrus E. Magnuson says that division personnel will be available to answer questions and advise victims on insurance matters. Magnuson says that the information office was set up at the request of Governor Rovog. Northwestern Bell Telephone Company crews today are working to restore service in communities hit by last night's storms. The spokesman says that 27,000 phones were out in North Minneapolis and nearby suburbs. He says six company cars equipped with mobile telephones were dispatched to the storm areas for use by officials and by residents. The company, according to the spokesman, is not restricting calls into or out of Minneapolis. More news coming up.
Hello, girls. This is Alan Prescott, the wife saver, for Staley's Products. If your study of the local bird life is beginning to pall, here are a couple of other ideas. Always add a little salt to any chocolate dish or drink. It does something for it. You know, like a check instead of a card on your birthday. Now for the whitest, brightest results every wash day, try new formula Blue Raindrops. It's the new concentrated water softener, actually tripled in water softening power. You probably discovered that the softer the wash water, the whiter the wash. But you haven't seen white until you've tried new Blue Raindrops with your favorite detergent. Remember, into each washer, some new Blue Raindrops should fall. It's by Staley, makers of famous Stay Puff Fabric Softener and Stay Flow Starch. So it's got to be good. Did you know, to freshen wilted vegetables, soak them an hour in cold water to which a little lemon or vinegar has been added. Or you could shop nearer home. Best hint of all, a whiter wash with Staley's new Blue Raindrops.
Here are today's Dow Jones closing averages. The industrials were down 1 point, closing at 932.52. Rails down 0.15. Utilities down 0.85. Sales total 5,820,000 shares. Bands of severe thunderstorms roving Wisconsin today spawned at least two tornadoes, one of them tearing most of the roof off of the Shell Lake Elementary School, where about 300 school children escaped injury. Another twister was sighted at Patch Grove, southeast of Prairie du Chien, an area of Wisconsin south of a line from La Crosse, Stevens Point, Waupun, and Milwaukee was under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado alert until 7 o'clock this evening Central Daylight Time. The U.S. Senate has passed emergency legislation to aid victims of the recent Midwest floods and tornadoes. The legislation, which was passed by a voice vote, would authorize an additional $50 million in Small Business Administration loans and other aid. Twin City temperature 74. That's the latest news. Dick Anroth reporting for Delicious Fritos Corn Chips. CCO Land Weather follows CBS News of the World. Coming to you next from Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830, this is WCCO.
This is Douglas Edwards in New York. After 8 hours of deliberations, the 12 jurors in the trial of Klansman Cully Leroy Wilkins said this afternoon they were deadlocked, but Judge Thagard asked them to try again. The Alabama Circuit judge said, if there's any way in the world for you to get a verdict, I do think you should stay here somewhat longer. That was 3 hours ago. The jury then went back to the jury room to try again to reach a verdict. Wilkins is charged with the March 25th murder of Mrs. Viola Liuzzo on the highway to Selma following the Selma-Montgomery Civil Rights March along Route 80. Jury foreman Clifford McMurphy told Judge Thagard, "We've been locked in that room and we're locked as tight on a decision as we were in the beginning." The judge later told newsmen he had commitments for next week and said the trial will not last that long. If the jury can't reach a verdict, the whole trial must begin again. President Johnson's VE Day thoughts and European reaction. That story and other late news in a moment.
What's a mother to do?
What's the problem, ma'am?
That son of mine. He's forever spending his lunch money on sodas. A lot of vitamins they have. What's a mother to do?
Serve him Total for breakfast. Total, the only leading cereal, hot or cold, with a whole day's vitamin supply. One bowl, 1 ounce, gives you 100% of every minimum daily adult vitamin requirement now set by the U.S. government.
Enjoy Total every day. Feel vitamin safe all day.
President Johnson today chose career government man John Leddy to become Assistant Secretary of State for Europe. Leddy is now U.S. Ambassador to the Organization for European Cooperation and Development in Paris. He was previously Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for International Affairs. Leddy replaces William Tyler, who was recently nominated to be the U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands. Both appointments are subject to Senate confirmation. Via early bird satellite, President Johnson today spoke to millions of Americans and millions of Europeans on this 20th anniversary of the end of World War II. The president urged hastening the slow erosion of the Iron Curtain to build a great civilization touching both Atlantic shores. Foreign reaction now to the president's speech in this special CBS News report. First, CBS News correspondent Dan Rather in London.
Is that all he had to say? Why did he bother? This is the quick reaction of some Britons to President Johnson's speech. When told the American president had requested time to speak on live radio and television via the new early bird communication satellite, many here felt he was going to announce some dramatic move.